Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the boy, Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Bomb.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Brand.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, revealing addition, and rappers are coming up, get up with all. We needed a platform to fight amazing. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Wizard.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and shadow design. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Study your content and you did it. Everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real review.
Unstoppable, we be revived up as we represent. All them chillers on the mic and wish your love to all your fans.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip-hop AD, representing for them legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hips. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's the Murder Master Music Show. Free the homie gangs, bro. I see these rappers on the streets, I got my chop about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it
live
forever, bitch, we coming hella strong. I see you feeding for the show, like it's a drug.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Prez. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show, episode 659. Earlier this year, I had the pleasure of having Lil Six on the show for the first time, his first interview. He was back again, and now he's back for a third time. I'm honored to have him back. It's always a pleasure to talk to him. He's got a new project coming out. Prince of Darkness already got a dope project out right now called Hell's Angels, but we're going to hear a couple tracks off the Prince of Darkness, you know what I'm saying, tonight. We're going to chop it up with him and see what's been going on, man. How you doing, Little Six, man? What you been up to, brother?
Man, what's good? I appreciate you having me back on here. I'm doing all right, man.
Always
just chilling, trying to get this music out.
Yeah, I'm real happy for you because you know, in the last year or so, you steadily been building up a fan base, and the people seem to really be liking what you're doing, man. How does that make you feel as a new artist coming out in 2019?
Man, I hella appreciate all the love that people have been showing me. But for me, man, it's honestly, I don't want to sound cliche, but it's like a dream come true, man, to be able to have people like the shit that I put out, man. When I first started rapping, you know, I built all my songs. I did the little project, Hell's Angel, from my personal issues, my personal love for the music, my personal, you know, motivation. So I didn't expect anybody to like it. I just wanted to like it. So the fact that people fucking with it, man, it's dope as fuck. And I'm learning a lot, but this shit, I feel like I'm built for this shit. So I'm ready to get it in and ready to get this music out to the masses.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, man, and that's an added bonus. You know, when you make music for yourself and you like it, that's awesome. But when the people gravitate towards it as well, I mean, you can't lose.
Hell yeah.
What was the reaction you got from Hell's Angels?
Man, honestly, I got 100% positive feedback. So I ain't trying to say it made my head big. I just know that, man, what I'm doing is working. So I'm just trying to get this shit out to more people, man. Everybody hit me up and was like, you know, how long you been rapping? Nobody believes that I just start rapping, like, you know, professionally. So I've been getting good positive reviews on it, man. It's just hella dope. And for me, it was just, you know, a confidence builder, you know, a confidence builder, a skill builder. So I love the project. It's my baby, man. But I honestly feel like this Prince of Darkness shit is I honestly feel like it's better already, man. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah. Well,
I made it a point to get better, though, you know? Like, I was starting at ground zero. Hell's Angels, me at zero.
Yeah, and it's hard to believe, too. I mean, you sound like a seasoned vet on that album.
That's crazy, because I don't feel like I sound like that. So I hella appreciate it, man. Like, I feel I got a lot of growth and shit. I'm just hard on myself. I'm picky. I've got OCD, man. So I mean, as long as y'all fucking with it, that's all that matters.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with critiquing yourself, though. I mean, you know, a lot of cats don't. know what I'm saying? They put it out, and they just go off the strength of a couple of their homies on SoundCloud, you know, and that's it. They run with it. You know, you got to fucking know if you're good or not at the end of the day. You got to know that you have what it takes. And I think that first album for you was probably a test in a way. Would that be fair to say?
Hell yeah. Shit is worth pursuing or not. I ain't going to lie. You know what I'm saying? Not, you know, so many rappers nowadays, I don't want to waste my time, you know, but I love this shit, and I don't feel like I'm wasting my time. And so I just want to grow as an artist, grow as a person, and, you know, just fucking leave my mark. You know what I'm saying? I'm in this shit for the long run, but I want to leave my mark. I want to be in some books. I want to be on some platforms. I want to be in a part of the history, part of the culture.
Yeah, all right, man, you're well on your way. Like I said, the first album, dope as hell, but now you got the Prince of Darkness. This is an EP.
Hell yeah.
A couple back to play off of it tonight. Man, what you said this one's better, man. What do you like better about this project?
Well, you know, Hell's Angel, I was just trying to, you know, catch everybody's eye. I got a lot of features on there. I had a lot of stuff I want to check off my list, you know, my favorite artists I want to work with. But this Prince of Darkness, I built it because I wanted to go, I had got booked for a show in Oregon, Newport, Oregon. And Hell's Angel has so many features that it's hard for me to build a show mix around it, you know? It's hard for me to shoot a video, hard for me to perform the songs because there's so many features on every other song. So I built the Prince of Darkness with, you know, just a few features, but I built that to add to my resume, to add to my catalog so I can sell my show mix. So this show was built for live performing and to create some visuals for. Hell's Angel was, you know, that was all off the top of my head where life was taking me, you know?
Yeah.
So it was a different process. This one is a different goal, you know? It just has a different meaning to it. It's a little bit less personal, but I feel like the songs are, you know, I feel like the songs are doper. I feel like the songs are, you know, part of the culture. I feel like the songs are about to be cemented in history. And I'm just trying to keep it moving and keep getting doper, man. I don't care what nobody says. I don't care how people tell me how dope I am. I got to feel like I'm dope. I got to feel like my shit is dope.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to keep getting doper.
You know,
yeah.
That's the main thing.
I'm just pushing myself to get this shit cracking.
Absolutely. The first project, you know, it had Lynch, of course. It had Rated, Funk Beta, Mozzie, you know, Mr. G, a bunch of C-Dub, a bunch of dope artists, you know what I'm saying? You got any features on this Prince of Darkness EP?
Hell yeah. I'm still waiting on a verse from X-Rated, so hopefully I get that in ASAP so I can, you know, add that on there and it can be 100% done. But, you know, he's a busy man. But, you know, who else I got on there? I got Mr. G on there again because I think he's hella dope, and I feel like we can make some dope shit together. So we came together on the song. I didn't send that one in, but, you know, Mr. G's on there again. I got D-Dub. I wanted D-Dub on Hell's Angel, but I couldn't find the right track, the right vibe, the right, you know, the right feeling. So I don't force none of my music. So we got D-Dub, Mr. G. We got Chuck Mack from North Sac. That's a homie of mine, and I just think he's hella dope. And I'm just trying to get, like I said, with Hell's Angel, I'm trying to get the songs with the legends, and then I'm also trying to put the motherfuckers on that I think are dope and that I think I need to be heard, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, putting that Sick Made Sickness stamp on it, you know? So we got Chuck Mack, D-Dub, Mr. G, Bleezo, and there's one more. Can't remember off the top of my head. I feel horrible. Who else is on here? I gotta look at my little track list. My bad, man. Smoke too much weed. Let me see. I said that's it. And we got Mr. G, Chuck Mack, Bleezo, and D-Dub. If X sends his verse in, he'll be a fifth feature. So, not as many features as the first one, but definitely the quality. You know what I'm saying? The songs are all dope. And I'm confident in this EP is going to make some new fans. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it sounds like, oh, yeah, definitely. It sounds like, oh, you know what I'm saying, it's definitely got a lot of features because it's eight tracks, you know what I'm saying, versus how many was on the other one? You had a bunch on the other one.
shit. Hell's Angel was like, Hell's Angel was 20 tracks hard copy and 18 tracks digital.
Wow.
So I put a lot of work into that.
How long were you recording that one, and how long were you recording the Prince of Darkness?
Hell's Angel took a full year from start to finish to record. You know, I basically had to teach myself how to be a professional. I had to teach myself the business side a little bit too, because you know, I'm co-owner of my own label, so that took a whole year just building myself up as an artist, as a person, the confidence, the songs, the features, the network, and all that shit took a year. The Prince of Darkness, man, that shit took like a month and a half. My boy Devious One is all produced by Devious One, my boy from Colorado. You know what I'm saying? The chemistry is there.
The whole project.
The whole project's one producer. It's me and him. Like, it was the idea me and him came up with. And honestly, I got so much passion. I got so much aggression in me right now. I got so much the will to win. You feel me? I'm trying to win, man. So Prince of Darkness EP only took about 2 months to make. But man, the songs gave me chills, man. The songs just coming out my hand, coming out my mind, way smoother, faster, natural. But also, it has that vibe, man. We're gonna see when we play one of these songs. It has that old school vibe, but a new school spin on it. Hell's Angel, I wanted Hell's Angels to sound old on purpose. You feel me? So I feel like this is gonna be a updated sound, even though I'm still new. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's kind of like you're a new veteran, you know. It's like
it's kind of a little bit of both.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's good, man. It allow you to broaden your horizons when it comes to the fans as well. You know, what has been the feedback that you've been getting off this new project? Have you leaked any of the tracks to your homies? And what do they think about it?
I have posted a couple clips on Instagram and shit, and everybody's been showing love. You know what I'm saying? When are you dropping it? I didn't give too many details like I did for Hell's Angel. I kind of wanted to wait till it was, you know, pretty much done and get it in there. But I've been performing the Prince of Darkness shit live. I performed it. I performed hella songs in Newport, Oregon, but I made sure I performed solo songs I have in Oregon for Prince of Darkness. And they were loving it. They were feeling it. And then I just had Brother Lynch, my Uncle Lynch, was just up in San Jose, and he brought me out on stage, man, and I got to perform out there, and I just did all new shit, you know? I don't even want to perform the old shit. I want to perform the new shit and take that one on the road, because that's what it was built for. And everybody was loving it, man. I got hella feedback, signed a couple autographs, got some new followers, so I'm really just building this shit one fan at a time. But the Prince of Darkness, man, this EP is basically, you know, developing my persona, developing my character, developing, you know, how I want to be seen in the world as an artist. Because I have, you know, not an alter ego, but it's how I see myself when I rap. That's the Prince of Darkness.
Yeah, definitely. We got to give him a taste of this right now.
Hell yeah.
Two bangers, man. You know what I'm saying? We got Friday the 13th, or we got Conscious. I'm going to let you...
We got what?
Tripping. My bad.
Yeah, you scared me. You tripping, man.
I must be tripping.
No, we did Conscious last time, though.
Yeah, that was a dope track right there, too. You know what I'm saying? But we got Friday the 13th and Tripping. Which one do you want to roll with?
I'm going to roll with Tripping first.
Tripping. All right. Break this one down.
On that one.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I'm gonna
break it down for you. This is the one that X is supposed to hop on. So I want you to let me know if you're feeling. I think the song's dope as fuck as is, but I feel like it'll be like one of them legendary. You know what I'm saying? One of them legendary fucking sick made cult songs if X hops on it too. So he has all the you know, the information he needs to put it down there. So I hope it gets on there. But if not, man, I still think this motherfucker's a banger. Dita brought that old school sick mate shit, you feel me? Brought that harmonizing, brought that singing shit. So I love performing this song, man. This shit go crazy. So yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah. And this is Tripping. It's off the Prince of Darkness EP. When will it be available, Lil Six?
Oh, my fault. We're supposed to do all the, you know, the details. Prince of Darkness will be available January 1st, 2020 on all major digital platforms, and I'm going to do a limited run of hard copies again. I'm going to sign them all, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to have all that information All over my Instagram, all over my social media, all over my Google, everything. Just search LILSICX and you're going to run into something. January 1st, 2020.
January 1st. All right, this is Trippin'. D-Dub, Lil 6, we'll be right back.
Yes, sir.
Niggas tried to get me out my chain, and I can't have that. Sick made to the grave, stitch him up, throw him in the glad bag. Hipsy out your brains, for the gang, I get the last laugh. Shit ain't changed, still the same, up in South Sac. So I'ma stay with mine, 6 since 89. Sin City life of crime, now I'm stuck and I can't press with wine. So I grind as I climb out the darkness. Demons feasting on my flesh and bones, left me heartless. My dick be dripping steaming when I spark the phone, smell the carcass. Get the gasoline, cut the spleen, throw him in a tar pit. Black nigga hearted, KKK killer, don't get me started. Better play your part, bitch, if shit get ready, better spark shit. The prince of darkness thinks the hardest when I hunt foes. Yeah, I be the smartest, but go retarded when I bust hoes. I'm the sharpest, get him in carbon when I cut throats. Dreadhead rock, dread shatter when I touch those.
Drippin' as I climb up out the dark. Bad attitude, always down to start shit.
Drippin'.
Middle finger up, screaming, fuck you.
Drippin'.
No telling what a psycho might do.
Drippin'.
As I climb up out the door. Bad attitude, always down to start shit.
Drippin'.
Middle finger up, screaming, fuck you.
Drippin'.
No telling what a psycho might do.
No, we don't rap the same. Not one sickness in my veins, so we don't act the same. I'm known to crack a frame, dissect and I hack the game. Spit flames to change my face, bitch, you better fix your face. Cause it ain't nothing, my niggas known for dumping. We can turn nothing into something, or turn something into nothing, nigga. No, I can't squash it, you got to meet me in the mosh pit. Your mouth be on that bark shit, guess what my next target is. I don't know my marbles, whip it to creak, my flow be marvelous. I don't, they should've started this with the heat, nigga, I'm a narcissist. Vegeta, villain, prince of darkness, you a guppy, I'm a shark in this. Respect your elders, got stacks. Like Zelda, Nintendo cartridges. Proton cannon, last nigga standing, I'm Tony Stark and shit. Proton cannon, last nigga standing, I'm Tony Stark. Leaving weak niggas with Parkinson's when they listen to this darkness shit. I'm a creep nigga, don't sleep nigga, I'd rather be on my Stark and shit.
Trippin' as I climb up out the door.
Trippin'
bad attitude, always down to store shit.
Trippin'
middle finger up, screaming, fuck you.
Trippin'
no telling what a psycho might do.
Trippin'
as I climb up out the door.
Trippin'
bad attitude, always down to store shit.
Trippin'
middle finger up, screaming, fuck you.
Trippin'
no telling what a psycho might do.
Trippin'.
See a video to that, man, and I can hear X-rated on that shit too.
That's what I'm saying. I built this project, but just, you know what I'm saying, to
if not, it stands on its own though too, brother. I mean, you know, as much as I love X-rated on any track, you know, with or without him, I think that's a dope track. You know, D-Dub.
Hell yeah, man, I appreciate it.
Harmonizing, you know, you killing it with the flow. I mean, yeah, man, that's what's up. And that's just one track, y'all. So if you're listening, you know what I'm saying, you got to get this whole EP dropping January 1st, physical and digital copies.
Yes, sir.
You know what, I'm what about video? You going to do a video off this one?
Hell yeah, man. I'm trying to do at least two. And I'm still going to go back and do at least one for Hell's Angel. I'm just working on this little deal I got with this videographer. And we're about to put some shit together. Can't really say nothing yet, but I just want to make sure when I do my videos, you know, they're represented well and they're dope as fuck. So I've been taking my time building myself up, building the project up, building the music up. So now that we got two full projects, we're going to get these videos cracking and give these people some visuals to look at so they can really understand this shit, you know?
Yeah.
So they can feel this shit.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing I'm loving too, you're doing shows. You said you were just did one in Portland. How did that go?
I didn't do one in Portland. I did one in Newport, Oregon, and that show that was my first show I got booked for, man. So that was a blessing, man.
That was
a blessing.
Your first show?
It was my first show that I got booked for. I was the headliner. You know, I've opened up for people,
wow,
and I did stuff at the little, you know, at the little local spots, but that was my first out of town. Yeah. Hey, we want you here. We fuck with you. Come. You know what I'm saying? Like, my posters were already hung up. Everybody knew I was there. I felt like a little, felt like a real rapper. You know what I'm saying? So that one alone in Oregon, it just gave me the bug, man. I'm addicted to this shit. I need to be on stage. I got to have this microphone. You know, I love this shit.
Man,
performing is amazing.
State, man, because, you know, it's a lot of rappers, when they're starting out in the first year, you know what I'm saying, do they rarely get booked, you know?
Yeah,
especially
for real.
From the underground.
I understand that,
so,
too.
So that's huge, man. Congratulations.
Hell yeah. And that tour for X-Rated and Lynch next year, I'm supposed to be on a few of those tour dates, so I can't wait for that shit.
Hell yeah, because that tour is getting a lot of attention, you know. Why not have you in the mix as well? You know,
I'm just waiting on the details, but I got the green light from Lynch, so I'm just waiting on the details of the tours and the cities, you know. But I can't wait to do that shit, man. It's just a dream come true, and I'm grateful for the ability, man. And, like, I always knew I could rap, but, you know, you don't know what you can do. You don't know what you're going to be good at until you really put your mind to it. So the fact that I'm really doing this shit, and it's not just a plan, it's not just a hope, it's not just a wish, man, I'm just grateful to be in the position I am to build myself up, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man, definitely. You know, and the fans, once you get that fan base, they're going to be loyal every time you drop. They're gonna want that music, you know, and you're already on your way to building that up. You know, when you
I
go
enjoy that
shows,
just as much too, man.
Do you hang out with the crowd afterwards and stuff like that?
Hell yeah, man. I feel like I hang out with the crowd too much. You know, I seen the way my uncle operates. He come in mysterious, do his thing, disappear like a bat in the night. But for me, man, I like the interaction. I like, you know, shake hands, sign autographs. You know, I'm not a superstar yet, so I want to build a relationship with these people. You know what I'm saying? I want to talk to these people. I want to interact with these people. Anybody that's giving me their time, you know what I'm saying, coming out to my shows, anything I got involved with my name and this music, man, I'm 100% grateful. I talk to everybody. I'm not rude to people. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate this shit more than anybody realizes, I believe. So, man, I love going to perform and chopping it up. Plus, I'm trying to sell them shit after, you feel me? So I got to talk to them to sell them shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to have the merch.
And I'm doing all this shit by hand, you know what I'm saying? I got the CDs in a backpack and a box. I'm coming, you know what I'm saying? Like, the old school way. I'm trying to mix the old school way with the new school way.
Yeah. You can't lose that way, man, because I still think to be a successful artist, you got to have somewhat of an old school mentality, but you also got to be tech savvy in the new school as well. You got to know how to navigate both, you know. When you're coming into the game and you're trying to record this, you know, the Hell's Angels, let's go back to that one, your first project,
yeah,
you're trying to put it together, get all these features, you know, and shows coming at you and all this stuff, man, do you feel sometimes overwhelmed?
Nah, man, it's complete opposite. I'm not working right now, so this is what I'm doing 100%. I'm used to working, you know what I'm saying, I have something to do 8 hours, 10 hours a day. So for me, there's no such thing as being overwhelmed. I want to get booked.
Yeah.
I don't want to have no free time. You know what I'm saying? I want to be working. I want to be in the studio, man. I'm trying to stay out of trouble at the same time, man. Like, I ain't trying to, put myself out there or nothing like that. But, you know, I'm still in Sacramento. I'm still in the hood, so. You know what I'm saying? I got to stay busy or I'm going to end up, you know, doing the shit I grew up doing. So I'm just trying to stay out the way, do this motherfucking music, take care of my wife and kids. Hell yeah. So,
thing
as being overwhelmed. Book me. I'm features, shows, movies, books, whatever. Book me. I'm ready to work.
Hell yeah. What about, I know you're big into gaming as well. Matter of fact,
yeah,
I know you're killing them at the tournaments. You still doing that too?
Hell yeah, man. That's my first passion. That's my first love, video games. And I can honestly say the only reason I have the fucking heart to perform these songs in front of people is because of gaming. Because I'm shy. You know what I'm saying? I'm a shy dude. I'm not really a people person unless I'm, you know, working, unless I'm doing my job, unless I'm selling you something. But that video game shit, man, I had to, you know, you had to play in front of people. The live stream, there's thousands of people watching you. You know, the some of the tournaments, I used to go to Vegas for the big tournaments. There's 2,000-3,000 people watching you. And it basically, it taught me how to compete under pressure with everybody watching me. You know what I'm saying? So that shit goes hand in hand. When it's time to compete in the tournament, I feel the same way when it's time to do a show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm getting my zone. You know what I'm saying? Turn into the Prince of Darkness and do what I do. But The tournament stuff for the gaming, man, I've been playing a lot of them tournaments. And I, once again, that just, you know, that's my hobby. That's my passion. Keeps me out of trouble. If I'm playing the game, I can't get in trouble.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a lot of bullshit outside.
There is. You know, when you're, you know what I'm saying, recording, do you have to get in a certain zone, or does the shit just come natural to you?
I used to be a little bit shaky, and I had to have the certain elements now. But now, man, I do all my homework at home. Basically, I get the beat, I write the shit, I rehearse. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'll post a snippet on Instagram just to hear my voice and play it over and over. I'll fall asleep to the shit, listen to that. You know what I'm saying? My little clips over and over and over and over and over again. I got, like, you know, OCD, and I'm just trying to use it in a positive way. But man, it's just not my fault, man. I'm rambling and shit. Ask the question again. My bad. I'm just fucking.
No, it was like when you record
the zone.
You
the zone. My bad.
Yeah.
The zone, man. I'm gonna keep it 100, man. Like some of the songs, like for Hell's Angel, I have like 2 or 3 versions of them because I didn't feel like they were good enough. I had to work on my delivery. I had to work on my energy. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to sound right. So now that I have that down, it's not an issue, man. It's a part of me. So, you know what I'm saying? It's good. I built that confidence. I got my voice. I got my flow. I got my spirit, you know? So when I go in the studio, I already rehearsed. I already got it down packed, so ain't nothing to be afraid of. I'm going to turn the fuck up every time.
Yeah. So basically, man, you got confidence. You know, you're ready to work. You ain't afraid to fucking, you know, go anywhere on the planet, you know.
Hell nah, hey, man. I'm from Sacramento. That's another thing, man. Hey, motherfuckers be scared, man. Look, man. I'm from Sacramento. I done did a little bit of everything, good and bad. And the only thing I'm scared of is being fucking broke and being homeless and not being able to take care of me and mine. So for me, if I gotta go out and do some dirt, I done did that in the past. So why not go out and do some work to take care of your family? I ain't scared of shit out here but family, man. So I'm just gonna do my best and put it all on the line every single time. And right now, you know, that's working out for me.
Yeah, definitely.
I like to travel too, though, man. I'd be willing to go everywhere.
Well, I can see you going overseas, man, because you know there's a huge following for the sickness overseas.
Hey.
You know, you could definitely infect the motherfuckers with some sickness over there, man.
Man, that'd be a
like
blessing, bro, especially for the tournament.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Hell yeah, Street Fighters from overseas. I'm trying to go to Japan, China, fucking play Street Fighter
wow.
and do some fucking
yeah.
music. Man, that's basically what I want to do with my life, man. Do this music, travel, show my family something new, and play fucking Street Fighter. You know what I'm saying? I'm good.
You can't lose with that. I mean, you know, you go over there, show them, you know what I'm saying, your talents, both on the mic and on the game controller, man.
I got some people out there.
What about like a collaboration? You got some people gamers or
both, man. The music and the SoundCloud and all that stuff. I got a few people from overseas that fuck with me, like the Netherlands. I got a couple of people that fuck me over there in Canada. You know what I'm saying? Just what else? Germany, Australia. I don't have, you know, super high numbers, but the people that were fucking me come from all over, so I'm willing to go everywhere.
Most definitely. Let's give them another track. This one here, Friday the 13th. Break this one down for us, fam.
Man, this was a song we did. It's me solo. But this was meant, the Prince of Darkness has been pretty much finished for a while. I wanted to drop this shit on Halloween. You feel me? I wanted to go do the Newport, Oregon show and drop the Prince of Darkness and have all this shit ready, but I didn't have the album artwork ready. So we've been waiting on artwork and, you know what I'm saying, just the behind the scenes small stuff. But this is Friday the 13th. It's me solo. It's just a dope ass motherfucking horrorcore song, man. It's just a dope ass vibe. I wrote this shit high off some weed, you feel me, just in my head, in my zone, and it was basically just built to fuck with the Halloween theme. So, you know what I'm saying, the Prince of Darkness, it got that sickness, it got that darkness. Friday the 13th, 06. Let's get it.
Time to earn my place in hell. You gotta eat the body while it's still pink. Preserve the face, avoid the smell. Wear the skin on Halloween to his baby mom house. Hope she recognize him. Cut off her toes and terrorize him. Fuck up, I got to sterilize him. Cause you know these hoes be dirty. She ain't worthy, so I didn't fraternize her. When the sickness kicking in, I'm forced to take another victim for the appetizer. Hell's angel, so I'm sacrificed. Take the cash jewelry in his driver's license. Hell's angel, so I'm sacrificed. Take the cash jewelry in his driver's license. He ain't gonna need it. I'm undefeated. Little 666. Hell, it conceited. Pussy, I bleed it. Known to make a bitch drip. And you can take that how you want to. And don't just think that's what I'm gonna do. Niggas acting like you know what I'm going through. I can see the hole in you. Rather poke some holes in you. I can see my pole in you. What the fuck a nigga supposed to do? Stuck in my impulsive views. Sparking off the shortest fuse. Jacking off when I see the news. My grip cracked, so I leave my groove. High off of murder. The sickest you never heard of. Strapped down with a burner. Sack down where I learned it. Evil ways of killing. I'm a villain just by birthright. Empty out her purse and serve my girl. Gotta do my dirt right. Get high off of murder. The sickest you never heard of. Strapped down with a burner. Sack down where I learned it. Evil ways of killing. I'm a villain just by birthright. Empty out her purse and suck my girl. Gotta do my job right. Keep the bullets clean, but the knife be dirty. Take a fight off the infection. Just for disrespect, just tickle your guts. Hurling these actions. My enemies gon' have to die slow. Hope the search party don't find off. I didn't respect them, so they gon' find him without his eyes closed. Underground surgery, it's the purging me. The sickness hurting me, underworld hurting me. It's for certainly, the creek is like with me. Make a bitch fiend drip wet cream. Just from jerking me, won't get no urgency. And she don't come with no currency. Yeah, I got the curse in me. Devil dick maker do dirt for me. The fuck you niggas thought this was? Hell yeah, I made it work for me. Money over broke bitches. My yo business, these clips ain't empty. They filled with plenty. My elders taught me to keep a semi. See, walking to my home grave, but I can't get up in it. They won't admit it, but this sickness come with a life sentence. See, walking to my own grave, but I can't get up in it. They won't admit it, but this sickness come with a life sentence. High off of murder, the sickest you never heard of. Strapped down with a burner, sat down where I learned it. Evil ways of killing, I'm a villain just by birthright. Empty out her purse and serve my girl, gotta do my dirt right. Get high off of murder, the sickest you never heard of. Strapped down with a burner, sat down where I learned it. Evil ways of killing, I'm a villain just by birthright. Empty out her purse and serve my girl, gotta do my dirt right.
That don't motivate you to get this project. I don't know what the fuck will. Man, it's Friday the 13th off of The Prince of Darkness, available January 1st. Man, that right
I love
there,
that shit, man. I'm sorry. I love that shit.
I do too.
That shit hard, bro.
When you sent me the tracks, I didn't want to play them until we went on the air because I wanted to, you know, get that live reaction, so to speak.
Yeah.
And, man, that one right there, man, I love both of them, but that one, I'm going to be on, that's going to be on repeat tonight.
Hell yeah, man, I appreciate it. I performed that one in San Jose. They were, that's the one, bro.
Yeah, I was going to say, I imagine that got a great reaction right there.
Hell yeah, bro.
You going to do a video to that too?
Honestly, I think I have to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think I have to. That's definitely going to be the one. I'm saying that's a solo song, so I'm going to do that one. And I still haven't decided. I haven't decided what other one I'm going to do. But like I said, I'm working on a video deal with somebody so I can get all my videos, you know what I'm saying, shot, dope quality, in circulation. So as soon as the details get worked out with that, we finna crack out at least 2 to 4 videos. You know what I'm saying? 2 videos for each project.
Yeah.
But that's definitely gonna be
yeah.
in the lineup, man.
You gonna have Emo do the videos or?
Not this one. He did the Living Dead ever since, you know what I'm saying? I like to when I'm doing this music, I like to network, man. You know, everybody got different quality. Everybody has a different vibe, a different look. So I'm trying to network out and do my thing. But I'll be using Emo for another video shoot. But it'll probably be for another project. I got some other shit I'm working on already too, man. Like I said, I'm trying to stay busy. So I'm trying to work with some of the big dogs and get a different vibe, get a different feel, and you know, try something new.
Now, this new project, is it going to drop also in 2020, or are you going to drop in 2021?
Nah, I'm going hard, man. 2020, I'm working on a full project again, not an EP, I'm saying a full album. So I'm dropping at least one more album in 2020. But like I said, man, like I'm playing catch up. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little bit older than all the young kids coming out. You know what I'm saying? So I'm playing catch up, bro. I'm about to go in. I'm writing whatever I got to do to get this shit out there. That's what I'm going to do. And I feel like I got to build my catalog. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying every year I'm trying to do at least 2.
Oh, that's what's up. See, that's another thing the fans appreciate, you know, the consistency and the more music. You know, a lot of guys, man, they'll drop an album every 2-3 years or even longer. You know,
I'm a fan too, so I don't like that shit at all. But when I'm waiting on an artist to drop some shit, I'm like, man, you know, it takes time to do what you got to do, but that 2-3 year shit in today's game ain't gonna work.
No, the motherfuckers are dropping shit every other day.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Reno dropped 7 albums on one day, and fucking all of it was just like super lyrical. You know,
that's crazy.
So people are, you know, well, the thing of it is, when you don't have these major labels breathing down your back, you can do whatever the fuck you want. You know,
exactly.
They might restrict you. You might get a deal, and you might get a little bit of upfront money and think everything's good, but then you might be put on the shelf. You might not be able to drop nothing for 2-3 years. I've seen it happen to a lot of people. You know,
yeah, that's
so it's kind of a blessing. Build up a good underground following for yourself. But this next project, you know, after the Prince of Darkness, when you looking to put it out, maybe this summer or fall or sooner?
I'm working on it right now. So the Prince of Darkness only took me 2 months to make, so I don't really want to put a timeline on it. But I'm saying I'll probably hit him again. I'll probably hit him again in the summer. I'm saying, and then hit him again in the winter. You know what I'm saying? And push the Hell's Angel and Prince of Darkness, you know what I'm saying, the first quarter. But I don't know how long this shit's going to take, bro. I can do this shit fast as fuck. So it really depends on the beat. The beats is what slow me down. You know what I'm saying? So I got to find some dope-ass beats. I need to, you know, anybody got beats out there, want to collaborate, send me beats. Any style, man. Sick Made, Dark, Hyphy, Soulful, all that shit, man. LILSICX, Lil6, 916, @gmail.com.
I'm going to definitely have some of my people send you some beats as well from the UGS.
I need some cuts, bro. Because if I got beats, I'm like I said, bro, I could write a song. Like, bro, some of them songs I wrote in like 15 minutes. Hell's Angel took, some of them songs took days. Some of them took weeks, bro. But Prince of Darkness, most of them songs were just a stressful life event plus a blunt, you know what I'm saying, and a pen and a pad.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that shit just comes out of me.
That's the recipe for the sickness, man. You know,
hell yeah, man.
Cats are accustomed to it, you know, but the dope thing is you're able to turn on new fans as well. You know, people that might not be into Lynch or your pops, you know, but they might hear you and you know, oh, shit. Then they go back and get into all the other stuff. You know?
That's the goal, man. That's the plan, bro. Like, I take pride in this shit. I take pride in the culture, in the music, in my city. You know what I'm saying? Where I'm from, Elder Creek, and just basically getting the real, raw, uncut shit out there. You know what I'm saying? I want my own lane. I want my own vibe. And it's just, man, it's just all coming together. So We're going to keep this shit rocking. We're going to keep it pushing. And I'm also going to do different styles because I grew up on everything. So I'm going to do a couple different styles, but I'm really trying to, you know what I'm saying, get this new generation on my wave. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to copy nobody else. I'm not trying to do all the stripper stuff. I'm not trying to do all the fucking, you know what I'm saying, all the twerk music to get the younger people. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put my spin on it. And I'm going to perform everywhere I can perform. I'm going to put this music everywhere I can put it. And I'm going to find a way. I'm going to find a way to bridge the gap.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do it my way.
Well, yeah, definitely. You know, and you're doing a good job of it already. You're bringing people
thank
in.
Thank you.
You know, they're loving your music. No doubt, man. Everybody, make sure you get this Prince of Darkness EP available January 1st, you know, digitally and physical copies. You said you're going to print up a limited edition. When will the CDs be available?
I just talked to my manager today, and I'm taking pre-orders right now on DiamondLifeMusicGroup.com, and we got a few pre-orders, you know what I'm saying? So I think it'll be ready, maybe not on January 1st, but super, super, super shortly after, you know, super, super shortly. So January for sure, I'm going to have the digital and the hard copies in your hands. Please pre-order ASAP, DiamondLifeMusicGroup.com.
Definitely. And when you get ready to drop the next project, man, please come back. You know, let's preview a couple more tracks off of it as well, you know.
Hell yeah, man. I appreciate it. We're going to make this shit a tradition.
Definitely, man. Well, I was going to go out of here and play one of the songs off of Hell's Angels, but I think I want to play this Friday the 13th one more time, man.
That is good, man. It's good. Play that shit. I can't wait to shoot a video to that, man. I'm going to make this shit crack.
Before we do play it, though, let me give you the platform, man. Just give everybody all your info, brother. Floor is all
yours. Okay, it's good. Yeah, it's your boy Lil Six, LILSICX. Hit me up for booking, features, shows, tours, all that stuff. Lil6916@gmail.com. My Instagram, LILSICX. Just search me anywhere, Google, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. LILSICX. I'm ready to work with everybody that want to work with me. I'm ready to put this music out, build some fans. You know, just follow me. I respond to everybody. I'm not no bougie ass rapper, stuck up ass rapper. So hit me up and I'm gonna hit you back. I appreciate you for real. Stay blessed. I'm gonna stay sick, mate.
Definitely. Friday the 13th, Lil Six, off of the Prince of Darkness EP dropping January 1st. Get that shit and support the music. We out.
Time to earn my place in hell. You gotta eat the body while it's still pink. Preserve the face, avoid the smell. Wear the skin on Halloween to his baby mom house. Hope she recognize him. Cut off her toes and terrorize him. Fuck up, I got to sterilize him. Cause you know these hoes be dirty. She ain't worthy, so I didn't fraternize her. When the sickness kicking in, I'm forced to take another victim for the appetizer. Hell's angels, so I'm sacrificed. Take the cash, jewelry, and his driver's license. Hell's angels, so I'm sacrificed. Take the cash, jewelry, and his driver's license. He ain't gonna need it. I'm undefeated. Little 666. Hella conceited, pussy, I bleed it. Known to make a bitch drip. And you can take that how you want to. And don't just think that's what I'm gonna do. Niggas acting like you know what I'm going through. I can see the hole in you. Rather poke some holes in you. I can see my pole in you. What the fuck is nigga supposed to do? Stuck in my impulsive views. Sparking off the shortest fuse. Jacking off when I see the news. My grip tight, so I leave my groove. High off of murder. The sickest you never heard of. Strap down with a burner. Sack down where I learned. Evil ways of killing. I'm a villain just by birthright. Empty out her purse and serve my girl. Gotta do my dirt right. Get high off of murder. The sickest you never heard of. Strap down with a burner. Sack down where I learned. Evil ways of killing. I'm a villain just by birthright. Empty out her purse and suck my girl. Gotta do my dirt right. Keep the bullets clean, but the knife be dirty. Take a bite off the infection. Just for disrespect, just tickle your guts, hurl it, see action. My enemies gon' have to die slow. Hope the search party don't find fault. I didn't respect them, so they gon' find it without his eyes closed. Underground surgery, it's the perjury. The sickness hurting me, underworld hurting me. It's for certainly, the creek is like with me. Make a bitch fiend drip wet cream. Just from jerking me, won't get no urgency. And she don't come with no currency. yeah, I got the curse in me. Devil dick maker do dirt for me. The fuck you niggas thought this was? Hell yeah, I made it work for me. Money over broke bitches, my own business. These clips ain't empty, they filled with plenty. My elders taught me to keep a semi. See, walking to my own grave, but I can't get up in it. They won't admit it, but this sick is come with a life sentence. Sleep walking to my own grave, but I can't get up in it. They won't admit it, but this sick is come with a life sentence. High off of murder, the sickest you never heard of. Strap down with a burner, sack down where I learned it. Evil ways of killing, I'm a villain just by birthright. Empty out her purse and serve my girl, gotta do my dirt right. Get high off of murder, the sickest you never heard of. Strap down with a burner, sack down where I learned it. Evil ways of killing, I'm a villain just by birthright. Empty out her purse and serve my girl, gotta do my dirt right.